Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, June 12th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off day, WestRock's Panama City, Florida paper mill has ceased operations. Also making headlines last week, Georgia Pacific had an announcement about autonomous box trucks. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, June 10th at 43.16, down 189 points or 4.2% from the June 3rd close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 6-to-1 margin. And over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 5%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Greif up 7.5%, followed by Rayonier Advanced Materials gaining 6.9%. The biggest decliner for the week was Quad Graphics, down 18.3%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, gaining 159%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 67%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is down 5%, while the PM40 is unchanged, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventioncom. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, Richmond, British Columbia. Paper Excellence Port Alberni mill switches from print paper to food packaging. Paper Excellence is in the process of switching from primarily making newsprint and writing paper to food packaging at its Catalyst mill in Port Alberni, and is getting some help from the federal government to help make the switch. The demand for paper for things like newsprint and writing paper has been in long-term decline. No crap. while single-use plastics bans are increasing the demand for paper products for food packaging. The company has been investing $13 million to change its pulp and paper making process to make food-grade paper. It's getting some help from the federal government in the form of a $4.5 million grant under the Forest Industry Transformation Program. Dateline, Mexico. Smurfacapa spends $23 million on upgrade to Mexico plant. Smurfacapa has invested $23.5 million U.S. dollars to upgrade its Nuevo Laredo sheet plant in Mexico to become a fully integrated corrugated plant. The investment includes a state-of-the-art corrugator and extension of the building. The new machine, which began operating this past week, will have the two-pronged benefit of reducing CO2 emissions by up to 40% and doubling production capacity. The Nuevo Laredo plant is located in the Tamaulipas region of northeastern Mexico, where Smurfacapa has strong partnerships in the industrial, electrical appliances, and electronics sectors. The region represents 3.3% of the country's GDP and is home to over 200 companies which manufacture products for the U.S. The increased capacity will streamline Smurfacapa's operations in San Antonio, Texas, where a fast-growing appetite for sustainable packaging is demanding larger production volumes. The investment will also make significant inroads in the plant's ambitious sustainability targets. Its CO2 emissions will be reduced by up to 40% due to significantly less transportation between Smurfacapa's Nuevo Laredo and San Antonio plants. The latest investment follows on from Smurfacapa's $22 million U.S. dollar expansion of its Culiacan corrugated plant in northwest Mexico last year. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Hammond, Indiana. Hoodamaki breaks ground on a $100 million expansion project in Indiana. Hoodamaki announced plans to expand its molded fiber product manufacturing unit in the city of Hammond, Indiana, as part of its investment in fiber solutions. The investment, which is expected to start ramping up towards the end of 2023, will enable Hoodamaki to better serve existing and new customers in North America with a broad range of sustainable, fully recyclable, and compostable fiber-based packaging solutions manufactured from 100% recycled North American raw material. Amounting to a total investment of almost $100 million, the expanded facility covers around 23,000 square meters and will be built adjacent to Hoodamaki's existing Hammond manufacturing unit. Hoodamaki has operated in Hammond, Indiana since 1948, long time folks, and currently has approximately 140 folks working there. It expects to employ a further 100 new folks working for them when fully operational. And we'll be back right after this.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Bay County, Florida. West Rock Panama City paper mill ceases operations. The whistle is blown at the Panama City paper mill for the very last time. After providing hundreds of jobs for many generations, the Bay County staple is now officially closed. With the mill closing, hundreds of people are without jobs. However, there are opportunities available, according to local officials. The paper mill has been the place that has fed generations of Bay County families. The shutdown left approximately 450 workers without a job. Employees were told that they would receive severance and outplacement assistance in accordance with company policy and labor union agreements. Even with other job prospects on the horizon, the paper mill closing still leaves many locals as empty as the paper roll covers inside, according to media reports. Dateline, Mountain View, California. Gaddick, Georgia Pacific, and KBX announced multi-year commercial partnership to disrupt Class 8 short-haul market. Gaddick, the market leader in middle-mile logistics, announced last week a multi-year commercial partnership with Georgia Pacific, which is one of the world's largest manufacturers and distributors of tissue, pulp, and paper-based packaging, and KBX, the transportation arm for Koch Industries and an independent Koch company. Under the partnership, Gaddick will automate part of the Georgia Pacific KBX on-the-road transportation network in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, delivering goods around the clock 7 days a week across a network of 34 Sam's Club locations. The operations involve moving Georgia Pacific shipments from point to point on predefined short-haul routes using a dedicated autonomous vehicle fleet with 26-foot boxes, representing the first time that Class 6 autonomous box trucks have been deployed to disrupt short-haul logistic networks traditionally involving Class 8 trucks. By replacing traditional tractor-trailers with autonomous box trucks, Gaddick's operations will establish a more responsive and flexible logistics network, increasing the cadence of delivery runs and the flow of goods while reducing logistics costs and enabling near real-time inventory fulfillment. The operations will commence in July of 2022. Gaddick opened the doors to its autonomous trucking facility in Texas in 2021 and has established a long-term presence in the state. The company's operations there are anticipated to create over 500 new jobs by 2025, including operational, technical, and business roles. Gaddick's operations with Georgia Pacific and KBX in the Dallas-Fort Worth area represent a hyper-efficient and customer-centric model designed to address shifting consumer behavior through higher asset utilization on the supply chain's middle mile. Dayline Old Town, Maine. No damage after a small fire at Indy Paper Old Town Mill. Employees and firefighters worked together to put out a small fire at the Indy Paper Mill in Old Town, Maine. A company official said at 10 p.m. local time, while cleaning out an area, an employee noticed smoke in a building containing scrap paper. They used a fire extinguisher to attempt to put it out, but the smoke became more dense and Old Town Fire was called in. They sprayed down the area and remained on the scene until 1:30 a.m. local time Tuesday morning. No one was hurt and nothing was damaged, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Where's Waldo? Dayline Waldo, Arkansas. PotlatchDeltic to invest $131 million in Waldo, Arkansas sawmill. PotlatchDeltic Corporation is investing $131 million to expand and modernize its Waldo sawmill located in Columbia County, Arkansas. The project will increase the mill's annual capacity from 190 million board feet of dimensional lumber to approximately 275 million board feet. The investment will also reduce the mill's operating costs significantly. PotlatchDeltic owns three sawmills and nearly 950,000 acres of timberland in Arkansas. The expansion is expected to create 55 new indirect jobs. The Waldo investment includes upgrades to the log yard and planer, a new saw line, and a new continuous dry kiln. The existing mill will continue to operate during the project, and completion is expected by the end of 2024. PotlatchDeltic has contracted with a bid group to design, build, and equip the expansion and modernization. Dayline Granger, Indiana. Fire extinguished at UFP Industries facility in Granger, Indiana. Firefighters from the Clay Fire Department and several other fire stations were called to UFP Industries in Granger for a fire this past Sunday. State Route 23 was shut down between the railroad tracks and Bittersweet Road for a short time to get the water supply. Crews fought the blaze for more than 5 hours. According to officials, they tried to work quickly as to contain the fire from the nearby lumber yard. I would work quickly, too. After containing the fire, the building had since reopened, and it's currently unclear what started this structure fire at this time. Harmer Township, Pennsylvania, worker killed after becoming pinned between box trailer and PCA loading dock. A man was killed after being pinned between a trailer and a loading dock in Harmer Township back on June 7th. Crews were called to the 400 block of Nixon Road around 10:41 a.m. local time. An accident reconstruction team was also on the scene, according to officials. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim was identified by the Allegheny County Medical Examiner's Office as 64-year-old Samuel Palazzo of Vandergrift. Homicide detectives and collision reconstructive officers initiated an investigation, according to the Allegheny County Police Department. A press release from Packaging Corporation of America said the victim was a third-party contractor. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.